the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Omnicom Media Group, which looks after advertising for companies like McDonald's, AT&T and Pepsi, has signed a $20 million podcast advertising deal with Spotify. We've got more analysis on the way. Wondery has also appointed Dax as its exclusive advertising partner in Canada. Now, do ID3 tags matter for podcast SEO? Does filling your ID3 tags sort of helpful keywords mean people find your podcast in search engines and podcast apps? We ran a test to answer this question once and for all. You'll find it linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. Hannah Rosin from NPR and Invisibilia has joined New York Magazine as editorial director for audio. She'll also be working closely with the Vox Media Podcast Network team. Now, what's Apple working on? A role for senior product manager for media growth specifically mentions audio products, including podcasts. We'll link to that today. The Podcast Academy has nearly 200 members already, including me. They're planning another webinar on Friday, July 10, with an update. Podcast Movement has announced the speakers and presentations for the Podcast Movement University's Shift kickoff virtual event on July 14, and Afros and Audio are offering a free podcasting tech workshop for Black creatives on Wednesday, July 15. And what swear words are okay? We link to some research from the UK broadcast regulator if you want some evidence-based research and some massive swears. And in podcast news, The Passion Economy is now available outside a paywall, their press release rather coyly says. It means it's no longer a Luminary exclusive show. Adam Davidson unearths stories from people who've cracked the code to success in our new economic reality. Dior Untold is a new scripted podcast for the luxury brand Dior that takes us behind the scenes of the Maison Dior and its unique savoir-faire. You might have guessed already, it's available in both English et aussi en français. What was your most memorable age? Stories of 29, a new podcast hosted by Pixie Lott, finds out. Tourpreneur is a podcast for tour operators, and it's hit episode 100 this week. And You God Raw features Lamont You God Hawkins from the Wu-Tang Clan, the hip-hop group from the early 1990s. You can expect artist interviews, record reviews, and celebrity gossip. Their email to us tells us it comes out every Woo Wednesday. Now let's take a look at the Omnicom Spotify deal. $20 million, it sounds like a lot of money for the next 6 months, but it's a drop in the ocean when compared to Omnicom's $35 billion annual spend. In fact, US radio makes around $20 billion from advertising every year. But it is a shift for Omnicom. They previously bought podcasts as individual shows. Now they're purchasing more in bulk, which lowers their administrative costs, as well as gaining more analytics from Spotify's player. Now, Spotify's podcasts are streamed, they're not downloaded, and that offers considerable benefits to advertisers, so you can have creative around time, accurate location, or even the weather. And Spotify also knows, using the music I listen to or my Facebook connection, how old I am, so it offers significant targeting unavailable on other podcast platforms. But Spotify tells us this: the deal also includes the development of joint research and best practices across targeting, reporting, and measurement capabilities. And it's worth highlighting that portion of their announcement, because to me, that's a very clear sign that Spotify wants to own the podcast advertising market. With that expected to hit $1 billion soon, it could make the cost of Joe Rogan seem small in comparison. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.